Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Machshirim. We are in the second parak, Mishnah Tes. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Matzah ba'basar. What happens if you find meat in the middle of a city where the meat, for whatever reason we can assume, was protected? It wasn't going to be a situation of basar shenesalim min ha'ayim, that it was going to be meat that was hidden in such a situation, because as the Gemara says, if it would that be such a situation, the finder saw it from the time it was shechted, he just doesn't know the fellow who dropped it on the street. But he knows that from the time of Shechita till the time he picks it up, it's going to be okay. So what does he do? So matzah ba'basar hochanach harov ha'tabachim. In such a situation, he follows the majority of the butchers. If the majority of the butchers are non-Jewish, so it's going to be a problem. And if the majority of the butchers are Jewish, so he'll be able to eat the meat. What happens if the meat was already cooked? So then we hochen acharov ochli basar mavusha. So then in such a situation, we rely on the people who eat basar mavusha. And the majority is not going to come from the majority of people who eat meat, or the butchers. It's the majority just of the people who eat and sell the cooked meat. Amotzi peros baderach. What if you find fruit on the road? So imro machnisin. If the majority of the people bring their fruit into their houses, so this fruit that you find, it's going to belong to you, right? Because it's going to be impossible to find a simon, which means there's going to be yish. There's going to be the fact of giving up hope. And so therefore, it's going to be open to you to keep. But the question is, do you have to separate meiser? So if most of the people intend that their fruit should be used for private consumption, so then if that's the situation, and it was found on the road, so the person who brings it home probably hasn't brought it home as yet. And so therefore, it's not going to be chayev in meiser. Belimkor bashuk, but if most people sell their stuff in the market, so then the majority assumes that this produce also is intended to make it to the market. So first, people who want their stuff to go to the market, they usually bring it home first, which makes it chayev in meiser, and they then bring a small amount to the market every single day. So this fellow who finds this root, he's also going to have to assume that he's going to be chayev to separate maiseros in under that situation. And matzah l'matzah, if it's about a 50-50 split, so demai, so in such a situation, it takes on the status of demai. Now, otzar sheyisrael v'nachar matilin l'socho, what happens if you have a situation where you have an otzar? What's an otzar? An otzar is a storeroom. And Jews and non-Jews both use the storeroom in this situation. So imrov, and now you have fruit left inside of it, and you want to know what to do with it. Imrov nachrim vaday. If most of the people are non-Jewish, the assumption is that it's that you need to separate trumos and maestros for sure. Why is that? We follow Rov, and Rav Meir is of the opinion in kinyan lenachri lafkia mide maaser. So we know that there's a chiyuv of maaser, but that maaser was not properly separated. Bimrov Yisrael, but if the majority are Yisrael, so then demais, and then we don't know what the status is. Mechtzel mechtzel badai devarim meir. And if it's 50-50, then you have to assume luchumra that you for certain will need to separate it. Bachachamim omrim. The chachamim say, what are you talking about? The chachamim are of the opinion that an achri can take over control of the land of Israel to exempt things from maaser. And so therefore, even if every single person uses a storehouse, kulam goyim, afilu kulam goyim, Yisrael echad me'anto l'socho, and one Jewish person also uses a storeroom, technically speaking, the rove would be exempting us from Maaser and totally. But still, since in this situation the Yisrael is involved, so then everything becomes demai, everything takes on the status of demai, because of the Jew who puts his stuff inside as well, since by definition, it's a situation of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a something that can easily be corrected, and so therefore you will need to go ahead and separate demai instead of relying on a rov. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.